Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We've got much to cover. I'm going to keep you abreast as to what's going on in the nation as well as the world. I got videos, audios to play, and again, I just want to keep you abreast as to what's going on as they continuously censor the American people concerning the First Amendment and free speech and doing the right thing. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. You need to understand something. Again, Americans, because you just heard during the break about how another Twitter account was shut down. You need to understand that big tech is subversive to American government. What they're censoring, friends, is the law that exposes them for their crimes, Romans 3:20. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, again, is a plethora of topics. During the second segment here, I'm going to have an airline stewardess speak out, and she's going to tell you a story that she had just shared with me, because I guarantee you, Americans, most Americans, have no idea that this is happening, entering into different states of our union. Again, we're going to have an airline stewardess speak out on live radio in 154 cities as well as 53 different countries in just a couple minutes. Now, before I get to that, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up my friend Sean Fredrickson out of San Diego. He's got an event coming up here. It's called Freedom Revival 2022. It's Rise, Restore, and Reclaim. And what I want to do is I want to point finger to California concerning this event because I believe what they're doing out there is making a difference. And California seems to be awake. Of course, the mainstream media is going to be silent on these issues. But let's go ahead and bring on Sean Fredrickson from San Diego. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. Thank you for joining us. And do you want to go ahead and share with everybody concerning the details of your Freedom Revival that you have taking place there in San Diego?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us on. This is so great, this opportunity to be able to share that California and San Diego is very much awake. But amen. You're right, the mainstream media will not let people know that we are pushing against these mandates. There's more freedom here in San Diego than what I experienced in Boise, Idaho, or Dallas, Texas. Like, we don't have mask mandates. We didn't until recently, but we're pushing against those. So at Freedom Revival 2022, the objective is we're going to get thousands upon thousands of people to show up on the lawn of the County Board of Supervisors to make a statement, where you can't hide thousands of people on the news. I mean, it's going to make national news. We know it's going to make state news. We're aiming to get 20,000 people to show up and celebrate and dance in unity. This isn't a left and right event. This is an event to say that we are Christians. We are liberated in Christ, and liberation comes through free people. And so we're bringing pastors from around Southern California to push this message, yeah.
Yeah, and let me ask you something, Sean. Speaking of the mask mandate, you know the impression that is given by the mainstream media all across the country is that California is under communist rule in so many different ways. And now you're telling us live out of California that the opposite is true. Can you kind of share with people as to what it looks like in California right now? Just kind of help them tee it up for this Revival 22-2 that you have coming up.
Yeah, I love that. So what the media has done has made it look like California is a lost cause, and nobody wants to deal with a lost cause. It's a waste of energy. But in reality, being here, when they created the new mask mandate, I'm telling you how many – I went with so many friends into the Apple Store, the REIs. We went to a number of these places to encounter conflict because we were setting the precedent the day that they created – I mean, and when I say mandate, it was really just a memo that was passed out. There's no actual legal – recourse that could be happen that could happen if you don't follow this memo.
Right.
But we wanted to set the precedent here in San Diego to say we're not going to do this. We're not playing this game. And only one store gave us a any type of hassle. And out of the dozens upon dozens we've gone to, and I still have not worn a mask here in San Diego for 6 months. You know, it could be longer.
Yeah.
And so I want people to know this is a bastion of hope. Like what we're doing here is we're pushing back on the tyranny which we smell, you know.
Yep. Well, it's there. I mean, you're dealing with it big time, and it's amazing to me how Newsom and the powers that are tolerated there, the machine was at work when it came to his reelection campaign, and it was interesting how many people stood up to have him recalled, and then just voila, out of nowhere, here he's back, and then he started pitching points as if he was speaking to a communistic nation, as if to suggest that the people in California said yes to this. Well, most people didn't know that people were recalling him from the state, and again, people need to pay attention to what is actually happening and shutting off the mainstream media. And I think that's why this is so important. Now, I'm curious, Sean, do you know Leah Dundas, the attorney from California there?
I do. She's a powerhouse.
Yes, she is. That is one that will bring a draw for you guys, and she knows what she's talking about. She's willing to take it to the enemy, and I'm just thinking out loud here on national radio for you, but that might be one that you get to bring the house down, because without fail, she brings the house down every single time.
Totally. Yeah, Lee as well as Peggy Hall.
Like, there you go.
These are two women that have taken it to the chin of these tyrants. And national people need to recognize that we're not laying down here in California.
Amen.
They have to censor us and hide us on social media because we're taking it to them. And Newsom, in the recall, many of us Californians don't even believe that the recall was fair. There's something that happened with that recall election because we know that there's no way he's going to get 60% of the vote in favor of keeping him in office.
Exactly.
So keep your eye on California. There are great things coming, especially out of San Diego.
Amen. Well, Sean, what is the name of your events? Where is your events? And what day is your event? And what time is your event?
Yeah, so the name of the event is Freedom Revival 2022. It'll be at Waterfront Park, downtown San Diego, on the lawn of the county admin building where they make the policies. So we're throwing it right in their face. And then the event will start at noon, and it'll conclude at sundown, which is 5 p.m., we're going to have pastors from each county, so Pastor Cheon, Rob McCoy, Jurgen Matisius, Tim Thompson. These are pastors that have shown us what it looks like not to close their church. In 2020, these are the guys who got arrested. These are the guys that went to the Supreme Court fighting for religious liberty. These are the guys that are doing it, not talking. These aren't soft men. These are courageous, bold men.
Amen. Well, listen, Sean, that's our time. FreedomRevival.org. Sean Fredrickson's heading it up. Go ahead and check him out online. FreedomRevival.org. Thank you again, Sean. I totally appreciate you. Keep us posted, would you, my friend?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, dude. What a pleasure.
Absolutely. I totally appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll, again, be right back after this hard break.
We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go over to the right side of the page and join us on social media platforms. Morning show, afternoon show, morning show, afternoon show. Go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe. You can get a live feed there set up just like YouTube on Rumble. Also, if you'd like to, friends, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of this page. If you want to call in at any time, we've got much to cover. Stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just so everybody knows. 1 Timothy 2:5, there's one mediator. If you go to Acts 4:12, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus the Christ, the Son of Man. With that said, friends, I got to get to this as quickly as possible because I'm looking forward to this. But we have Heidi, who's a friend of mine, who works for a major airline. And we were having a conversation, me, her, and her husband Steve today. And what was interesting, some things started to transpire in this conversation. And I said to Heidi, Heidi, this is information people need to have because they don't know that this kind of stuff is going on in this country. So what I did is I said, Heidi, can you jump up on the radio with me? And in the process of doing so, will you share with my viewers and my listeners as to what is in fact happening that the mainstream media is omitting about, they're silent about. So welcome to the show, Heidi. How are you in Florida, ma'am?
Hey, Hey, Bradley. We are great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Not doing as good as you are. It's 25 degrees here. Well, you have 50 degrees plus on us, but we're working it out. You know, we're suffering here in Minnesota. Well, you suffer in sunny Florida right now. But per our conversation, Heidi, just getting right to it. You had shared with me that you were just on vacation, and while you were on vacation, you went over into Hawaii. And I'm going to let you pick it up from there because, again, our friends that are listening to us in the United States of America, you can rest assured that they do not know what it is that you're about to tell them. So it's all yours.
Absolutely, Bradley. Being an experienced airline personnel, I was even taken aback by the experience that I was subjected to. First and foremost, I'm going to say that I am unvaccinated, and so that's where this began, is checking in to a major airport. You do have to do some paperwork before entering Hawaii. It's called Safe Travels Hawaii or something like that. And then you receive a QR code after you have submitted some questions and answers, and then also submitted your possible vaccination card as well as your travel itinerary. Well, being unvaccinated, I don't have a vaccination card, but I was able to get my QR code because I did fill out where I would be staying and some of the details regarding that. Well, when I got to the airport to check in for my flight, the ticket agents were kindly asking people for the vaccination card, and I went up to them and I said, well, I don't have a vaccination card, but I do have my QR code and I'm ready to go. And they said, well, we can't give you a wristband. Now, when I say wristband is what they are giving travelers that go to Hawaii. Now, we received a wristband when we went to Hawaii earlier this month without a vaccination. So this was a little bit different. I think every island is possibly different because they do have different mayors. But anyway, this was to Oahu. Anyway, they said they weren't able to give me a wristband, but that I would have no problem entering the state of Hawaii and the island of Oahu, not to worry about it. So proceeded to my flight, got on my flight, got to Honolulu, and as we were being quote-unquote processed through the masses, there were two lines, and this is what shocked me. There were two lines. One said, those with wristbands to the left, those without wristbands to the right. I was in shock that they were dividing us just like 1940s Germany.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly what your husband had brought up. Is that what reminded him as to what he's seen going back to that of the early days of Germany under Adolf Hitler. And you know, it's interesting, Heidi, because we're hearing more and more and more and more and more of this, that people are equating what's happening today in America and on a global basis is that what took place under Adolf Hitler is exactly what's happening on the globe right now. People think it's so far out of mind, so far out of sight that it would ever happen here. But the truth of the matter is it is happening here. Now, with that said, I'm just curious, what kind of, did they put you through a test rigor more, or what did you have to do to finally get cleared to go into Hawaii and spend your time there?
Well, and that's the funny thing is as we got there, now granted I was working as a crew, so I might have had somewhat of an exemption. Now, when I went to the Big Island earlier in the month, we didn't have, or there were no lines, or there was no processing per se, because all the paperwork had been filed ahead of time. And now this also, the paperwork was filed ahead of time. For people who are considering Hawaii, it is not shut down to the unvaccinated. You do take a test 72 hours prior to, you know, wanting to travel. But the process, quite frankly, I made it through my line faster than the other people that I was traveling with.
Huh. Interesting.
They didn't ask for anything. They didn't say, you know, where's your paperwork? Where's your vaccination card? Where's your negative COVID test even? Nobody asked me for that.
Interesting. Interesting. Let's go back to Minneapolis, if you don't mind. So sure. We had during this conversation, we also talked about what was going on in Minneapolis this morning. And is that okay, Heidi, if I show everybody on social media platforms the picture that you sent to sure. me concerning those that were in line to get tested this morning?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, when Heidi sent this to me this morning, folks, I asked her, I said, are they mandating these tests? And what is it that you answered me, Heidi?
This is not particularly a mandate. This is just simply people from the state of Minnesota or, well, anybody, quite frankly. But these are saliva tests put out by Health or Vault Health, but they are being paid for by the state of Minnesota. So anybody that is requesting a COVID test can get in line and you'll receive, you'll do a saliva test. But now as far as mandates, I suppose some of the people might be employees that are being mandated to either be vaccinated or to take a test weekly.
Yeah. Yeah, which again, let me remind everybody, they're totally illegal, they're unlawful, and I'm about ready to serve up some good news here in the next couple days, I hope, concerning the very things that we're talking about right now, proving the point that they are completely illegal, and nor do these said agencies and corporations want the people to know that they're illegal, because once you find out, it's all over for them. Going back to all these people, Heidi, I got about another minute here, minute and a half with you. Going back to this picture that you sent me of all these people that are in line to get the test, I'm just kind of curious, and I'm just shooting from the hip here. Why do you suppose, with all the information that the American people have been giving up to this point, because the narrative has fallen to the ground 15 times over in every direction, why is it that you believe these people are in line getting a test to see if they have COVID if they were one of those that were actually equipped with knowledge to know the difference between this pandemic and what they would call a pandemic?
Quite frankly, as my husband and I looked at each other, because the line, because we traveled through there less than a month ago, and there was not this line. That's why I took the picture. I was so shocked at 7 a.m. this morning that the line was this long. So I'm assuming that, well, A, there's always the fact that if it's for their employment, but B, fear because of the Omicron variant that's floating around, or that the narrative is floating around too, is that they're just so fearful that they might have a sniffle and that it actually might be COVID instead of a common cold.
Yeah, what do you think would happen if they didn't have TVs put in front of their face, or they didn't turn their TVs on all day like the Amish? How come the Amish aren't worried about what the people in the cities are worried about, Heidi? I'm having a little fun with you at this point.
Right? I mean, even traveling, I mean, you can attest to this, traveling around our great state of Minnesota. I say that loosely sometimes, but traveling around Minnesota, you go into Minneapolis, and I was there this summer, and I couldn't even go into places because they had everything shut down. It was all drive-through. But
that's
you
right.
go out into the rural country, and it's like people are living as free as pretty much back to normal kind of thing.
Exactly, because they're not drinking in the Kool-Aid. Heidi, I totally appreciate your time, especially on such short notice. Say hello to your husband, Steve, for me, and I totally appreciate it. Enjoy your time in Florida. Folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We are going to come back with narrative concerning topics, a plethora of, right after this heartbreak. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The feds are trying to sort out a traffic nightmare in Virginia. Thousands of travelers have been stuck on Interstate 95 since yesterday when a powerful winter storm slammed the area. A busy stretch of freeway is still closed through the Fredericksburg area south of Washington, D.C., with no word on when it will reopen. Some traffic is starting to move just north of Fredericksburg, although very slowly. The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Remain in Mexico policy is back and running.
The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's airports still trying to dig out from an avalanche of flight delays and cancellations. So far today, there have been more than 3,500 flights that haven't taken off on time or at all. This comes as the East Coast was hammered by a winter snowstorm on Monday, and that's where today's trouble spots are located. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of the state of Minnesota. Supposed to get, I think, 5 to 8 inches again, but it's a hit and miss here, friends. These folks miss it more than they don't. I think nine times out of ten, they're wrong. But it's supposed to snow here. It's 25 degrees here, and I'm sure my friends in Florida, it's beautiful there, 75 degrees, palm trees, the ocean, the list goes on. Don't worry about us. We're okay here in Minnesota. We're doing just fine. But folks, things are happening, and what they're doing is, just for the record, going back to the conversation we just had with that of Heidi in Florida, airline stewardess, they're incrementally tightening the slip knot, right? And the fact of the matter is we need to be aware of what's going on, and of course this is all hidden through omission concerning the mainstream media. They're keeping you distracted by what doesn't really matter. Matter of fact, for example, the Steadfast Daily just reported, to pick that up, Fauci now is pushing new restrictions for the fully vaccinated. Okay, how long are you going to listen to this, friends? Because to me, enough is enough. But apparently, after showing you the images that I showed you earlier from what Heidi took this morning in Minneapolis, people still are just going right along with whatever Fauci says. And it needs to stop. It needs to stop now. I'm going to go ahead and take Jason from Florida really quick, and then we're going to get back to the topics. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thanks for taking my call, Bradley. I'm out here in Florida, the aforementioned Florida.
Just rubbing it in, aren't you guys?
I'm sorry. Well, things aren't all good for us. I mean, I know we got, obviously, in Florida, as far as, you know, things being open and everything. I'm a stand-up comedian, though. My name's not Jason. I don't know why. It's Daryl Kraft, actually. I don't know if you've heard of me.
Okay.
Have you heard of me before?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, okay. I'm sort of a well-known stand-up comedian, but I got, it's okay. It's no problem. I got, but my big issue is that in the comedy club that I perform at regularly now, they're coming down with these heavy-duty mandates. Like, they've mandated, they're mandating that I, and this is their words, they've mandated, hey, Daryl, you gotta wipe up before you come. You gotta make sure that you don't have any poop in the pants before you show up, and they're mandating clean drawers. And it's like, is this a free country or is it not a free country?
Well, are you telling me, Daryl, you poop your pants?
Yeah, well, it's part of a bit, though, Bradley. It's not. It's not just for the sake of it. I'm not a child.
Exactly.
It's funny, and so it's like a poopy in the diaper kind of bit, and that'll get censored a lot itself. But the big issue they have is the smell, honestly. And I'm wondering what you have to say about that from a censorship standpoint.
Well, I can tell you, I've said it since day one. It's all unconstitutional. And Daryl, all of it is. And
yeah.
I'm about ready to pop something open here, and I'm waiting for the green light on it.
I'm about ready to pop something open too right here as well in my damn pants.
Okay, all right. Now we're getting out of line here. But the point is, there's a lot of good things happening right now, friends, and that's some of the information that I'm gonna pop open here for you soon enough when I get the green light to go ahead and do it. But when I say it's unconstitutional, therefore it's illegal, I've laid this out to the people over and over and over again that listen. We've had federal judges, we've had state Supreme Court judges say it's completely illegal, and I didn't need for them to tell me that because I can already find this in the U.S. Constitution for myself. But I'll tell you what I can't find is them assuming authority and power that's never been delegated to them by the people. And so I know what I'm talking about. And by the way, the bad guys know what I'm talking about, too. And that's why they're not letting this information out. And by the way, where the cities are being sued, where the counties are being sued, where the states are being sued, where the federal government's being sued, that information's all concealed. They don't want you to know about how they're getting sued right now and how people are winning, because when once they see that the American people figure this out, that it is completely unconstitutional, they're going to be in for it, and it's going to be game over for them. And that is exactly, in fact, what is happening here in the state of Minnesota. But for just playing it safe and not pushing it out there too quick, let me just take a step back on that very topic. And what we'll do is we will give you that information when things transpire. One of the things I want to go back to, the fact that Anthony Fauci, of course, is here, right? And he wants to push more fear. And the reason I'm showing you Anthony Fauci is because I want you again to see the individual that is responsible for crimes against humanity. This has been exposed over and over and over again. I highlighted just a couple days ago, friends, RFK Jr.'s book. It's on the bestseller list on New York Times. And the fact of the matter is, this is the real Anthony Fauci. He's responsible for testing on orphans in New York. He is a longtime criminal. We have doctor after doctor, legitimate, accredited doctors that are the real deal that have called him out for his crimes against humanity. And yet, for some reason or another, big tech keeps silencing these people. And again, that is the very purpose that we're here today. The end aim here is they want to use fear to drive you to a new way of life. And that's why they're offering these vaccines and these passports and keys to the city, whatever they want to call them. This is how they do it, friends. Again, they create the chaos and then they bring in the new order. They create the chaos, they bring in the new order. If it was legal and it was lawful, that's one thing. But none of what they have done is predicated on law. It's all predicated and premised on fraud. And if it's premised on fraud, friends, again, what begs the question is, how many times do you need to be lied to before you finally figure out that you're being lied to? It's all being pushed through fraud. And fraudsters and henchmen, and the list goes on. This alliance, folks, Isaiah 28, verse 18, must be disannulled by the people, because if it is not, it's going to continuously go forward. I'm trying to show you, here as to what you see right now. Fauci pushes new restrictions for fully vaccinated people. Remember, all that was going to go away once you got your experimental jab? None of it's FDA approved, neither, by the way. Just wanted to reiterate that point. Not a thing. The drugs that they're using on people that are killing people in the hospitals, these drugs are not FDA approved, neither, just so you know, as to what is in fact happening right before your eyes. It's called a genocide. And again, it's all fear driven. And here's the thing. If you fear the Lord, Luke 12:4, you don't fear man. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. It shows you who they fear by who they bend the knee to. I bend this knee only to the Christ, to the Lord Jesus Christ, period. Nobody else gets that. He gets that. And if I fear him, I don't fear man. Man is, friends, at the end of the day, just another man just like I am. And I don't care if there's 20,000 of them, read Psalm 27. I don't care if there's 30,000 of them. It matters not. Because me with the Lord are always in the majority. And by the way, my enemies know that. My enemies know that more than anybody else. They'll attest to the fact as to what I'm telling you is true. Just ask them. Do a Google search on Bradley Dean. Go to my Wikipedia page and look at what they have done, or should I say, look at they have tried to do over and over again concerning this ministry. But we have our feet upon the rock, and that's what we trust. But look at all the fear. More fear and more fear and more fear. Well, we got our good friend Rand Paul saying, let's not live in fear. He wants to encourage everybody to keep going on. I just pulled this up just a couple of minutes ago, and I want to go ahead and share this information with you coming from Rand Paul. Let's see what Rand has to say, Mr. Appeaser himself, as to what is in fact going on with Mr. Anthony Fauci even as we speak.
Virtually none of the edicts or the promulgations that come from Fauci's mouth are based in science at all. Take the idea that we're now going to test the day of travel. The rapid test is accurate about between 30 and 50% if you don't have symptoms. So most people traveling, if they know they're sick, are going to not travel. So most of the people we're talking about are traveling are without symptoms. The test is 30 to 50% accurate. The Omicron variant is already across the United States and across the world. No travel ban is going to stop it, and no amount of testing is going to stop it. But think about this. Fauci now says if you know someone's been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask next to him. So you see him at one of these glittering Hollywood parties the other day, and it's like, oh, if I don't know the person, I put a mask on if I know them. Well, he doesn't know their vaccine status. How idiotic is that? Oh, I don't know that person, so I'm going to put my mask on. But now I'm going to take it off because I know that person. He doesn't know who's vaccinated or not by looking at them. It's a ridiculous standard. But here's the bottom line. People who have been vaccinated or people who have gotten the disease naturally do have a semblance of protection and should feel comfortable going about their daily lives. Let's not live in fear because Dr. Fauci is promulgating things that are unscientific just to scare you.
Okay, doesn't that come across as being
too much on your look,
rather odd?
And, you know, realizes you're just a shitty actor.
I mean, I just think that is completely odd that Rand Paul would do nothing more than tell you that what Fauci is promulgating, broadcasting, is nothing but false science. Isn't Rand Paul in a position to actually bring the law down upon the heads of this bureaucrat who's unelected? But this is the best that you get from your said representatives in the United States of America. Here again, Rand Paul is doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of someone that's tolerated. Isn't it interesting? They're highlighting the criminals as they are, in fact, committing the crimes right before our eyes, and they do absolutely nothing about it concerning to put the law upon the heads and judgment upon the heads of the wicked that are guilty of it. Isn't that the purpose of government? To restrain men from sin? Yeah, 1 John 3:4. Isn't it the job of government to maintain order? Absolutely it is. Isn't the other purpose of government to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous? But is this what they're doing? By the way, Deuteronomy 25:1. But is this what they're doing? Absolutely not. That is the best of what you get. But here's some good news. You know how the said representatives, Isn't it interesting how they love to play the fact that they're a bunch of demigods, they're above the law, and we're the constituents, we're the serfs, we're the slaves, and we serve them? Well, it's interesting because the New American just reported nearly 200 members of Congress are now under fire. They are joining a lawsuit against Biden's OSHA virus mandates, declaring them unconstitutional. Folks, isn't that what I've been telling you since day one? It is. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. One more segment just around the corner.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Go. Here we go. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighting the fact on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, nearly 200 members of Congress, friends, joined lawsuit against Biden's OSHA virus mandates, declaring them unconstitutional. You know, a question that people ask is, why do I need to get an attorney to prove that they're breaking the law? You're exactly right. That's why many people are avoiding having attorneys, and they're educating themselves and they're representing themselves in law. Because you can't find that anywhere in our funding documents, that it's going to cost you $250,000 to go after someone that's breaking the law. It's ridiculous. And it shows you the bureaucracy that they've created. It's a moneymaker. And what's sad about it is attorneys, for the most part, if you want to know why they're damned by Jesus, woed by Jesus in Matthew 23, is because they don't have any skin in the game. They could care less if they win or lose. I suspect we're going to begin to see these attorneys begin to turn the other direction rather than turn the cheek, but face their enemies, because now it is starting to apply to them. Many in Congress are attorneys, friends. That's my point. Okay? Isn't it interesting how it all of a sudden gets real when they're under attack? This is good. Let them feel the fire. It shouldn't be happening in the first place if they would stand up and go. And you know what? Here's a good question that again needs to be begged. Where are the articles of impeachment to remove Biden? I'm not supposed to leave it dead concerning airtime for more than 2 to 3 seconds. Not that I have that problem. But I'm leaving the airspace, the dead air right now, for you to answer it. 1-866-582-9933. Where are the articles of impeachment? Americans, where is your congressman? Where are your senators? Where are your representatives drawing the articles of impeachment for Joe Biden? Article 2, Section 4. For what? Treason. Article 3, Section 3. That's what this is. Isn't this insane? I mean, your said representatives are giving way to the CDC. They're not working for the people. They're working for special interest groups, namely the big pharma. That's why they're not warring against it. And I just showed you over the last week, friends, Marjorie Taylor Greene was found investing into Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca and Moderna and Pfizer, and the list goes on. They're in on the kill, friends, literally, and I'm not being flipping about it, but they're in on the kill. Pay attention to what's going on. I want to show you how people can play stupid, and they're trying to be brave, but they're still kind of playing stupid. Well, what are you talking about? I want to go over to talk radio. This was just, what day was it? 2 days ago. And football, soccer players overseas, they call soccer football over there. And I want you to see how they are playing semantics with the obvious here. And I think they're frustrated about it themselves. But again, I want you to see for yourselves and hear for yourselves as to how they are, in fact, trying to circumvent the obvious here. Ready for this?
Sports cardiologists, their sort of special advisors. I was struck by a comment by, I think, one of their leading advisors, Professor Sanjay Sharma. He felt that, and he was quoted as saying, he felt that the rise in the number of players suffering either in training or in games with respiratory issues.
Okay, so what they're highlighting right now, friends, is all the issues that players, football players, soccer players, are having over there in Europe, okay? And now, again, what I want you to pay attention to is the semantics that they play with wording to circumvent the obvious, and I think they're sick and tired of it. Check it out.
With chest pains was a statistical cluster.
Cluster.
Rather than something else on the rise. And I thought that feels a bit naive to me. Where's his data?
Blimey. As I said, turning a blind eye to that kind of...
So everybody knows what really the problem is,
in my opinion.
And the problem is the individuals that have taken the experimental jabs
cluster,
and the mainstream media, the unspoken is, just act like you don't know what the cause is.
The issues that are happening are serious enough to warrant...
When it comes to these injuries concerning the soccer players on the field. Okay, and everybody knows it's the experimental jab, but nobody's calling it out for what it is. They're playing stupid to it.
Dying on football pitches. I think it's a real slap in the face to those players that have had that they're not willing to actually do a proper investigation to find out exactly what's going on.
They don't want a proper investigation because once the proper investigation takes place, it's all over again for the narrative. But it's been all over for the narrative 15 times over now.
There should be some proper analysis, proper research done.
Do you think all this proper research and proper analysis that he's talking about, do you think all that should have taken place before their players took the experimental jab? I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
But also, athletes who are really...
It reminds me of Pelosi when she said of Obamacare, unconstitutional, violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. She said, let's just pass the bill and then see what's inside of it. That's exactly what these people are doing.
They're
suffering the consequences, and then they're saying we need some research done into these experimental jabs that are causing what? Harm to our players. Causing harm to our players. It's absolutely ridiculous, Americans. It's embarrassing. So we just take an experimental jab. We see our players die on the field, suffer respiratory problems, having heart attacks, have blood clots, having body parts amputated. Some people are going blind. Some are having facial paralysis, Bell palsy, and the list goes on. And after they take the shot, then they want to talk about some proper analysis that should be taken concerning the experimental jabs. But it was interesting that the entire 2 minutes that I just played for you, not a one time did they call it for what it was. So what are they doing? They're actually advocating the same cause through their silence. Do you see what silence does? Folks, instead of protesting, men sit in silence to their own shame. And what do? They destroy themselves and everyone else around them because they shut their mouth when God commanded them to open the mouth. What did the Lord give you a mouth for, friends? Proclaim what the issues are, friends, because without doing so, you're responsible. Their blood is upon your hands. If you fail to warn people of the truth that you've been given, read Hebrews 10:26. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. For the information that you have been now given, you are responsible to share with everybody in your circle. And if not, you will answer for what you said, and you will answer for what you didn't say on Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27. Now I want to go over to the fact that here comes in RFK again, acting just like his daddy, in a good way. He said, "This is the hill to die on." RFK is now warning the people on a global basis that they are now coming for the children. Did you hear that? They're coming for the children, Americans. Is it not for us to stand up on the behalf of the children? Absolutely it is. Let's see what Robert Kennedy has to say.
Every power the government acquires, using this pandemic as a pretense, it will ultimately abuse to the maximum effect possible. And this is just a rule that is as certain as gravity. The third thing that you need to know is that nobody has ever complied their way out of totalitarianism. Every time you comply, the demands will get greater and greater.
That's right, that's right.
We need to resolve that here and now. This is the hill that we need to die on. They have come for our jobs. They've come for our transport. Now they're coming for our children. And we have an obligation as parents to protect them. There has never been a government in history that has told its people, we are going to demand that children sacrifice themselves and take risks to save old people.
Okay, come on, folks. Let's get this right. We can do this. I know we can. Look what's happening finally in Brazil right now. People have had enough. What are they doing? They are literally hunting down politicians. Check this out. They're hunting down the politicians in Brazil now. Okay, don't sit there and feel sorry for the politicians that have played the Judas, friends. When Judas committed the act of treason towards the Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, keep in mind the Bible tells us in the book of Acts that he went and hung himself and his innards gushed out. Okay, whoever betrays truth, regardless of who they are, it's an act of suicide at the end of the day, because all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction, said George Whitefield. And they're exactly right. What's the history of the church? Well, the church is, right? They are the anvil. The world is the hammer. Which one needs to be changed? The hammer or the anvil? It's always the hammer, never the anvil. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music, and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam!
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.